This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A railway expansion in Utah that could lead to more oil trains moving through Colorado has gotten a major boost from the U.S. Supreme Court. In a ruling this morning, the court concluded more environmental review is not necessary for the Uinta Basin Railway Project. It aims to open up a remote area of Utah for more oil and gas development. Opponents, including Eagle County, worry that will lead to more trains carrying waxy crude oil through Glenwood Canyon, increasing the risk of derailments and spills into the Colorado River. Ranchers near Aspen say a nearby wolf pack is behind a series of recent livestock attacks. CPR Sam Brash reports.
Tom Harrington manages the Crystal River Ranch and serves as the president of the Colorado Cattlemen's Association. Last Thursday, he found a dead calf on the property riddled with bite marks and other evidence of a wolf attack.
When you do this for your living and you've invested your life in producing and raising animals, it kind of ruins your day. It ruins my day.
A nearby rancher reported another calf that appeared to have been killed by wolves the next day. Harrington suspects both animals were lost to the Copper Creek Pack, a family group the state captured and re-released after it preyed on livestock in Grand County. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is now investigating the incidents. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The Colorado hookless cactus will no longer be on the list of endangered or threatened species. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is removing the plant from the list after it says scientific data showed the cactus is more abundant than previously thought. The plant, with pink flowers, is native to the Colorado and Gunnison River basins and blooms in late April and early May. In Denver this afternoon, there's a slight chance for thunderstorms with a high around 67. In Colorado Springs, rain showers remain likely with a high of 56. And in Grand Junction, 89 degrees for a high with a chance for thunderstorms. This is CPR News and KRCC.